Welcome back to Would the Brothers Rather with John, featuring John. John is a featured artist. He's still here, and by he I mean my brother. John is back after his holiday. He was back last week, but he's not gone on holiday again. As you all know, he likes the holiday. And no one's killed him after he said that men were better. So we're off to a good start.
A flying start. It's almost as if men still rule the world.
Wow. By the time this episode comes out, when's the election thing to find out which idiot's running the country?
It's last week of July, isn't it?
So this might be out just before or just after that's happened.
I'd like to point out that will still be a man.
You never know.
Is there only two men running?
Right, with I don't, as much to John's dismay, I don't really care much for politics. I keep up as much as I can be bothered to. But are you saying me, with all the crazy stuff that's happened in our country, or in the world over the last sort of 5 years, that Boris Johnson couldn't get elected to be the next Prime Minister and then come out that he'd had a sex change at a very young age and it was all kept very hush-hush? You're telling me that's out of the realms of possibility?
Well, I think it's all irrelevant, because when everyone storms Area 51 and we end up with Martian rulers...
Yeah, but that's not till the 20th of September, so we've got some time yet.
Good. Well, then in that case, let's carry on with the podcast. Shall we dive right in?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. Would you rather have carpet instead of skin, or moss instead of hair?
Moss instead of hair? I'd be like one of those potato plants that you can buy where the grass grows on top of their head. And also, if I had carpet for skin, I'd sweat and it would get drenched and heavy.
See, I think you're wrong, because I can relay my skin. Like, if I'm going for a fancy do, I could get that corduroy carpet, look quite snazzy. I can mix it up. You know, you get like different patterns, so I could like have multicolored like zigzag carpet as a top half one day. In the winter would be amazing, because get a nice deep pile carpet, keep myself warm, save on my fuel bills.
Your fuel bills? How much fuel do you take, brother?
Well, I don't have to heat my house as warm, because I'm nice and warm.
Your poor family.
My kids would love it. Nice cuddle with dad, nice and warm.
Nice static shock with dad.
Where are you? When it rains, have you seen, like, when moss gets wet, all the bits underneath it that come down when it rains? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And someone would just brush into you and, like, half of it would fall off.
That's fine.
You'd have to be doing a Donald Trump and keep sticking kind of, bits back on.
That's good.
That's kind of the same for him as now.
Yeah, I shave my head. But also, if I ever got lost in the wilderness, I've got a permanent compass on me. Because moss only grows, what is it, on the west side? Is it the west or the east side or whatever it is? So I always know which way I'm going.
Yeah, but by the time it's grown, I think you'll have died of starvation.
Not at all.
I think it's the south side.
The south side.
Oh, wait. Does it grow where the sun is or where there's no sun? I don't know.
Well, surely that would be...
You've got a compass, but nobody knows which way it's reading.
I'd Google it.
If you could Google it, why don't you just Google Maps your way home?
Because unfortunately, I don't have to charge my moss. I'd quickly Google it. Phones ran out. Okay, well, I know that's where it grows. Now I know my way. Whereas you, carpet. Have you ever seen abandoned carpet in the woods? It's just soggy and heavy and
Yeah,
awful.
But think of the pranks I could do, because like you say, a carpet in the woods normally has a body in it. I could just lie there and then go and scare people. It'd be a nice little daytime prank to fill up my lunch breaks.
I'd much rather have the nickname Moss than Carpet.
Ooh, Moss is a good character.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could go back to like the old 90s sort of nicknames and just be called Shagger.
Like a shag carpet.
Yeah.
I'm all about recycling, and you keep saying that you're going to change your carpet all the time, and all that carpet that's going to end up in landfill. It's not like you're a snake and you're shedding your skin. All that carpet's got to go somewhere. It's not just going to biodegrade. Whereas my moss, I've got my own little ecosystem going.
But you say that, think how cheap it would be for me to carpet my house, because I'll just shed my carpet skin, lay it down. Do you know how expensive carpet is?
Have you ever heard of the word tessellation? If you can tessellate your body shape to do your carpet and it looks good, then I will happily concede, but it would take a long time. You'd have to, like, shed your skin. And that's assuming you can shed your skin, because if I, as a human being, took off all of my skin, I wouldn't survive very long. And we're talking about your skin being carpet, so I don't think you should be allowed to shed it.
Well, there was nothing in the rules that said I couldn't.
No, but the rules of biology says that you die pretty quickly.
You've got moss growing on your head. Don't talk about biology. It's either that or you're just a massive tramp.
Maybe I'm a massive tramp. I'm just saying, if I lost all my hair, I'd be fine. If you lost all your skin,
well, again,
dead.
You can still survive without skin.
Not for very long. Not if it wasn't in a, you know, E.T. style chamber.
You don't survive, though.
Okay. I think I've heard enough. I'm going to call it for moss.
Yeah.
Not because of anything either of you have said.
All right. Of course, because why would it be?
I just thought about when, if you were trying to sort of cuddle your wife and you gave a carpet burn.
John definitely doesn't mean cuddle.
Yeah, that'd be bad. So, yeah, sorry. You know how much I don't like disappointing people, but moss wins.
Yeah. You did disappoint me, and if everything's going well, then brother won't be here next week, so you don't have to worry too much. your repercussions will be short-lived.
Okay.
You get to shift your disappointment onto the other John, who'll be disappointed that brother didn't win on his behalf.
Yeah, so that's double disappointment. You're not helping him much, are you?
Double disappointment.
I guess that's fine. Oh, wait, I can't ask another question. We've got to do
suggestion of the week. I thought you were going to try and harmonise with me. Has anyone got one?
I don't this week.
I've got a suggestion of the week, and it's to do with the new Sonic movie that they're making, which I watched the trailer and I think it looks amazing, but maybe I've got a vested interest because I quite like Jim Carrey, but also...
He looks amazing as the villain.
Yes, definitely. Dr. Eggman. But if you're going to make a movie about something that's so iconic as something like Sonic the Hedgehog, especially after how poorly the original Mario Brothers movie went down, the live action one. Because what they've done, in case you haven't heard, is they released the trailer and the internet went crazy because they didn't like how they built Sonic. So they've had to go back and remodel him and redo all of that stuff. Maybe release the model before you've actually recorded any of it to make it modeled it. To make it a bit easier, you know, take
but
a
But is that not why they put the trailer out anyway? It's kind of test the water. But they've not actually changed it that much.
They've changed it enough. I mean, you didn't see everyone kicking off about the Pikachu model in Detective Pikachu because they'd got it right. So maybe it was all just a big marketing ploy that they deliberately did a bad model and had the backup ready. But who knows? So I guess my suggestion of the week is get into the movie business and let us know what happened, because we don't know. Or if you're going to release a bad film, star Jim Carrey in it and then it's going to be fine.
Yep.
Okay. So, question two. Would you rather be crushed by a snake or sat on by a rhino?
I'd rather be sat on by a rhino, I think, because I don't think there's a recorded incident of someone being sat on by a rhino, so probably not going to happen. And if it has to happen in this scenario, then I'll be like the first documented person to have been sat on by a rhino.
Making the history books, good argument. Yeah. Why do you want to be crushed by a snake, Nathan?
One, because I think snakes are amazing. If I'm not mistaken, they're the only animal that live on all the...
If you're not mistaken.
Oh, for that, you'll go down in the history books.
Very nice.
Yeah, they're the only animal that lives on all continents in the world, which, just as an animal fact, is amazing.
Well, what about humans? But anyway.
The scale of that achievement. Snakes have scales. Do go on.
Do snakes really live in, like, Antarctica?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'll take your word for it. Exactly.
So take your word for it.
So I just go somewhere where rhinos don't live.
So then you're just a weirdo climbing into the pen at the zoo, because you're going to get crushed by the rhino regardless. That's the scenario.
But I'm sure they don't have zoos in Antarctica.
But I thought the question was, regardless of scenario or situation, at some point you are going to be sat on by a rhino.
You can't avoid your fate. I didn't say you necessarily had to die, but you probably will.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was that you were either scenario, you ended up dead.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It wasn't in the question.
Okay, fair enough. Then I want to be the person that got crushed by a snake and then just went, meh, that'll do.
How did you survive it, though?
I had Ross Kemp with me.
You're relying heavily on Ross Kemp now. He has got a life and a family.
Yeah, but he's got to do his fair share for the money he's getting from the podcast.
I'd just let a rhino sit on my foot.
I thought you were going to say face.
Just let a rhino sit on my foot, get my foot replaced by a broken ski, and then jobs are good.
What are you going to do to protect the rhino horn? Because it's apparently big rogue trade.
See, I think this is where Matt's argument for having a rhino sit on him would fall down. Because normally when something like this happens, they put the animal in question down. And rhinos are highly endangered, whereas snakes aren't. So we'll still have a lot of snakes if a snake gets me. Whereas if Matt gets got by a rhino and they put the rhino down, he is single-handedly making rhinos extinct, which I think is just not fair.
I'd like to see the news article that says that every time a rhino kills someone, they put it down. I think it's more poachers for the horn than it is anything else.
Well, who are we to say, since apparently there aren't any recorded instances of it, that you wouldn't be starting a trend? How would you like to be responsible for that trend?
Well, yeah, Matt, why are you being so unfair? Why are you trying to get rid of rhinos?
I mean, if they're already endangered, then that probably means that, you know, survival of the fittest. And if maybe you start a trend with the snakes, maybe they become endangered. It's just life goes on. It's the circle of life. So the argument is,
fuck rhinos. I don't need my legs anymore, and we don't need rhinos. That's what you're saying.
Plus, I want to spend a bit of up-close time with a rhino on the off chance that Jim Carrey pokes his head out of the bum after it sat on me.
Alrighty then.
And that's why I want to be sat on by a rhino.
Okay, well, I am going to call it for... snakes.
Ah, I knew you would.
Because I can't endorse murdering rhinos.
But there was... Fine.
Right. Well, in that case, are we ready for a third question? A deciding question?
A tiebreaker.
Oh, anyone think it was planned this way?
Yeah.
After suggestion of the week, everyone knows it's not planned.
Yeah, fair point.
So, would you rather live in a bin or in your current house with a hornet's nest precariously balanced above your bed? And before you answer, you can't ask for the, you can't get rid of the hornet's nest. It's got a
in a bin.
Okay.
I'm still going with in a bin. The hornet's nest has to stay, and hornets are scary.
Okay. Hornet's nest got to stay. That's absolutely fine. I could weld a container around it so it can't get out of there. I could get some liquid nitrogen and freeze it in place so it's still there. It's still there, right?
I suppose.
It's just turned into a chandelier of sorts. I could find a hornet female, mate with their women, learn their language, and soon all of our differences will be forgotten.
Now we're talking. The first answer was sort of to the letter of the law, but not in the spirit. The second answer, much more on point.
Well, every year you see on, I mean, Facebook is where we get our news from, and if it's on Facebook, it's true. We all know that. But there are bigger and bigger hornets making their way over to this country. And, you know, you see the same with pictures of spiders and things. They're not getting far off human size. And insects, I'm sure, mate the same way that humans do. They communicate. So, you know, we've taught gorillas and chimpanzees sign language. You know, we've learned that cats meow for human's sake, not to communicate with each other. So let's learn the hornet's language. Let's not be scared of them. Let's become part of them. So when the aliens break out of Area 51 because of all the Kyles on their monster energy drinks, we've got a weapon. They've got, you know, exoskeletons and stingers where they can attack people more than once. And we'll just be like hornet-human hybrids. It'll be like the fly, but so much cooler.
Exactly for that reason, I think you should not be allowed to win this argument. Because if you're the one, I don't think I should be able to lose to an argument that is in favour of bestiality. And the two, if you become the superior being because you're the first person to mate with a giant hornet.
God, to help us.
Yeah, it's a scary world we're gonna live in.
Okay, but what's so good about living in a bin?
That's in my head. The film version of this story is me and my hornet people are going to war against the aliens while brother is hiding in a wheelie bin, and as we fly past, his head's poking out and he just drops down and the lid shuts because he's hiding from us. And that's just a coward's way out. I'm just trying to protect you from the aliens.
Well, with a bin, I'm thinking I could get quite a few of them, like you do with like little tents, and then you join them together. So I'm going to have separate rooms. If I want to, at night, open the top up. I'm thinking the big 1100 bins with the roller tops. Lie down at night, look at the stars. When it starts raining, pull my cover back over. Transport's not a problem. They're on wheels. Move it where I want. Spring cleaning is nice and easy. Just get one of those people that come round, little jet spray through, clean it all out. Job's a good one.
What if you forget to get up early on bin day?
I would put it in a secure compound that only I have the key for, so it won't be emptied.
But if you can afford this secure compound, why are you living in a bin?
Because that's the rules I've been stated I have to live in.
At what point does a bin stop being a bin? Surely a bin is where you put refuse, and if you don't put refuse in it anymore, it's not a bin. Unless you're saying yourself that you are rubbish, at which point I tell you to believe in yourself more. But also, if you are rubbish, then so is your opinion. So therefore, everything you've said counts.
None of everything.
None of anything you've ever said, brother. Just because you're scared of me and my new wife, Beatrice.
I struggle to see how you're going to contain your hornets.
Well, it's the same as people with kids. You're not going to be able to all the time.
Yeah, but my kids aren't, like, potentially going to, like, mutilate me while I'm trying to sleep.
But why and not? They could.
Your argument of, like, seducing the Queen Hornet doesn't really work because you'll just be another worker. So unless you've got something to provide to the nest and help out, you're just going to get absolutely mullered, and then you're just going to be like a corpse, which ends up being food for the hornet.
No, but it's not about...
Which is probably going to help increase them because they're going to get some sort of genetic mutation from your flesh. Then they're just single-handedly going to take over the world and we're all fucked.
It's not about me though, brother. I mate with the hornets, all of the hornets, and then we have... Hornet human children. That's the next part of evolution. And you know who you sound like? You sound like the bad guy from X-Men who doesn't want that next species to exist. I'm just trying to help us develop.
It's highly impractical unless you're going to capture and test on the hornets first. Because I can't see you just going up.
I do not endorse animal testing, brother. How very fucking dare you?
So talk me through your seduction of Queen Hornet and how you're going to romance Hornet.
I'm going to guess that they're already interested because they're watching me sleep.
That is a stretch.
I will buy her dinner, take her to a film, and just slowly over a course of months, just woo her, you know, let her into some personal secrets of mine. Just
what's the average
build up the trust.
Of a hornet?
I don't know.
Because I think by the time you finally got to know this hornet, it's probably going to die out, and then you're going to have to try
again.
If you're saying
it's just a beast, and you're saying it's just a beast, then you probably don't give a fuck. It's probably just DTF247.
Yeah.
Do you know what my problem is?
What?
Is Nathan isn't Oscar the Grouch.
No, he's not.
No.
Not Oscar the Grouch?
No. Sadly not.
I'm not following.
It's because you don't know who Oscar the Grouch is. From Sesame Street, little green guy lives in a bin.
Yeah, which, rightly or wrongly, means that living with hornets wins.
Oh, yeah. Sexy prick time.
Are you going to justify bestiality winning this week?
I
don't think there's any need to, is there, John? Each to their own?
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't want to exclude people from the podcast just because of their sexual preferences.
You've already been there.
What would...
Hey!
Nice. What would... So obviously, like, furries... A furry, but what would it be for insects? Would it be like exoskellies?
I genuinely don't know, but the time has come for us all to buzz off.
Oh,
this buzz is really gonna sting.
Classic.
Well, I hope you two behave yourself next week.
Honey, we were doing this yourself. For 50 episodes before you were here, and we'll be doing it for 50 episodes after you're gone.
Did you mean to say that we were going to beehive ourselves?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been John, and these two have not.
Could be.
Could be.
Can't believe I lost that.
You can't believe you lost that?